Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is already a cool question. The way that you are responding to it and the number of different teams that you have already shared with us. Your ride or die. So if you want to use that hashtag ride or die, I just saw someone on Facebook use ride or die LOL because his ride or die team is the Browns. I didn't say it. He posted it. Who is your ride or die team? I know it's hypothetical, but so what? It's still fun. It can be hypothetical. Star Wars is also hypothetical, and I love it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Wait, I just had a total, like, mind wipe. Are we going into Thursday or Wednesday? Thursday. Oh my gosh. It's almost Thursday. I mean, it is Thursday for a lot of you. I guess I'm confused, which it's not the first time. Who is your ride or die team? And if yours is the Browns, well then cool. Thursday night football, Browns and Steelers. And we'll talk more about that game coming up. But you've got us on Twitter, A-Law Radio. And then producer Chris is retweeting some of your unique answers. Because let me just be honest, I never expected anyone to say this. I am a ride or die Buccaneers fan since the Tampa Bay Bandits are no longer with us. That one's actually from Jay on our Facebook page. But that's what I love. I love that our roots, our ride or die roots run deep. Sure, every year we see fans jump on the bandwagon with the latest popular team, the latest team that had this incredible run to a title. They're going to be a lot more Nationals fans in 2019/2020 than there were, say, 4 or 5 years ago. When the Red Sox won their first World Series, all of a sudden, people from all over the country were Red Sox fans. It's fine. You can be a bandwagon jumper. It's not a crime. But for the ride or die teams, generally, those roots run deep, and we have reasons that are sentimental that we couldn't even get rid of the team if we tried, because it's more than just a sports team. It's more than just the wins and losses. So find us on Twitter, find us on Facebook. Phone number is 855-212-4227. And if you want me to read your tweet or your Facebook post, you need to include your name, because I'm not going to give your weird Twitter handle. If I don't hear your name, then I'm not going to read your post. But so far, I'm intrigued, because as much as there are a lot of football teams, and there are, I'm also seeing a lot of baseball teams and a few hockey teams. What I'm not seeing is a lot of basketball teams, but maybe it's just the number of people who have responded to this point. Here, Cooley says Dallas Mavericks. Okay, there's one. But a lot of you are baseball or football, and then a handful of hockey teams. And no, I'm not going to stereotype you and assume that you're from Canada. Okay, I know. I'm fooling around. 855-212-4227. Let's see. Let's talk to Randy, who's in Atlanta. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, is it me?
Are you Randy?
Yes, yes. Okay, my ride or die team is the Falcons, Atlanta Falcons. And I tell everybody that, and I tell my fiance that too, because I'm like, look, when the Falcons are on, you know, that's like predetermined. I'm going to watch the game. and then that's my team. And then I wanted to say something about to the Browns fans. It's like, to me, the Browns were America's team in the beginning. I felt like everybody's kind of rooting for the Browns. They were like, what, 0-15, like 1-15, then 0-16, and then Joe Thomas, he is always speaking, such, you know, great left tackle. Mm-hmm. And he's always, like, so chipper. I love him. And I think a lot of people are really rooting for the Browns. But, you know, but I still like watching them.
The Browns? Anyway. Yeah. No, I mean, this is the deal with the Browns. There's never a dull moment. Even if they're not winning, there's always something to talk about with the Browns, which is why they seem to get a disproportionate amount of attention compared to the number of wins they have or have had in recent years. All right, Randy. Yeah. I appreciate your phone call.
Yep, thank you.
All right, 855-212-4227. Who's your ride or die team? If you could only watch one team for the next 5 years. I know no one's going to make that happen, but it's still fun to think about. Put your feet to the fire. Carl on Twitter, Pittsburgh Steelers, my ride or die team. Justin, Green Bay Packers, go Pack, go. Tyler, for me, it's the Texas Rangers. Let's see. I like this one from an Eagles fan. E-A. He doesn't just say Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S. He says, I've been a fan for 41 years. Hashtag ride or die fan I am. And he loves the show, but I do not know his name. I'm sorry. I cannot read some of these Twitter handles with a straight face. Jess says Packers. Bill, the Boston Red Sox. Troy, the Baltimore Ravens, and he even sends us a GIF of Ray Lewis doing his Dirty Bird dance. Actually, I guess I can't say that right because Dirty Birds is supposed to be the Falcons. Oops. Greg says, I've been riding with the Caps for 30 years, so 5 more should be fine. Eduardo says his ride or die team is the 49ers. And he then says, my family and I immigrated to Canada back in 86. I began to watch football. They were the team that was always on, and I stuck with it. Adam says the Utah Jazz, our only major league team here in Salt Lake City. And let's see, another tweet. Brooklyn, New Jersey Nets since 1989. I love the aggravation. I cannot live without it. Dave says the Cleveland Browns all the way back to Red Right 88 with Brian Sipe. 855-212-4227. Irwin is also in Atlanta. Welcome to After Hours.
How you doing, Amy?
Good, thank you.
Well, my ride-or-die team is University of Georgia. Now, I'm normally a Clemson fan because I was born in South Carolina but went to the University of Georgia in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So I will ride with them through thick and thin. And the biggest reason now is I live in Atlanta. My mom is 75 years old, and she lives down near Savannah, which is 5 hours away. Every Saturday, rain or shine, my mom is sitting in her recliner with a Bud Light in Savannah. I'm in Georgia. I might be at a bar.
Uh-huh.
I might be home. I might be at a game. But all of my friends know that if something big happens, my mom is going to call me or text me. And even on bad plays, she'll ask me, what the hell is the coach thinking? When we lost the championship to Alabama,
right,
my mom texted me and said she was going to call the president of the University of Georgia and get all of her tuition money back.
That sounds like something my mom would do.
And if you ever heard a 75-year-old cuss, if my mom did not say, she will let me know.
Oh, that's
and when my
hilarious.
Phone rings, my friend's like, Irwin, it's your mom. You better answer the phone.
Well, it's way more fun when you have family members who are riding or dying with a team, too. Or, I guess, in your case, it might even be the opposite team. Well, that's a fun story, Irwin. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And please tell your mom that we said hello. She can call up and, I mean, she can't cuss, but she can call up and talk football anytime with us.
All right. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks, Irwin. That's awesome. I know that a lot of you have stories of older family members. 75 is not old, but older family members. Maybe you do have some elderly parents or grandparents who are big into their sports as well. And maybe that's why you are into a particular team, why you ride or die. Nick is feeling the same thing. Ride or die team for sure is Georgia football. John says the Miami Dolphins from the 80s, Dan Marino, baby. Clayton in Sacramento, my ride or die team is the Sacramento Kings. I'm 19. I've seen almost every game across those 19 years. Me and my dad have a bond that could never be replaced because of this team. Doesn't matter win or lose. Clayton, I love that tweet. Thank you so much for sending it to us. And thank you for listening. Kyle says, if I only had 5 years to watch one team, it would definitely be the Seahawks just because of Russell Wilson. But I give it all up for 1 year of the Mariners going to the playoffs. No, see, that's the thing. You can't pick two. You have to ride or die. And if you go with the Seahawks and the Mariners make the playoffs, well, then you're just going to miss it. That's the whole point. Gary, the first one to give us a soccer team, he says the New England Revolution. Let's see. Tim, I've been a Falcon fan since the first Super Bowl. I've gone through the post-Vic era. 2010, 13-3, Green Bay comes down here and spanks us. The 2012 season, San Fran comes and wins at the last minute. No call for Roddy. And, of course, the infamous 28-3 broke my pinky after that. I'm not going to ask how. He says, I still ride or die. Again, that's Tim. I love it. And then Mike, I'm a ride or die Dallas Cowboys fan since the Tony Dorsett and Danny White days. You guys are blowing up our social media. This is so much fun. So if you tell me the story, that part is cool too. I love Irwin's story about his mom. That's fantastic. Curtis says, my ride or die team is the Charlotte Hornets. What are the chances that anybody else says the Charlotte Hornets? He says, I've been with them since 1988. All right, good stuff. And we now have people on the phones who want to weigh in as well. So the hypothetical, I know it's not fair, but, you know, life is not fair. If you could only watch, follow, and root for one team for the next 5 years, who would it be? Hashtag ride or die, baby. Or in the case of our Browns fan on Facebook, ride or die, LOL. I hate LOL. It's one of my pet peeves. So the fact that I even shared it is, you know, just it's because it's catchy and it's clever. Thanks so much for tuning in. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Who is your ride or die? Hashtag ride or die, baby. And yes, I'm saying it like Jimmy Garoppolo. No, I'm not hitting on you. I'm tacking on the baby for emphasis. What is the team that you cannot live without? If you could only follow one for the next 5 years, doesn't matter how bad those 5 years are, it doesn't matter if they break your heart over and over and over again, you still will never walk away. Like this, Brian says on Facebook, the Atlanta Falcons, it's been a very tough relationship, but we will find a way to work things out. See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Wayne on Facebook, definitely the Dallas Cowboys. I'm pretty sure I came out of the womb cheering for them. I wish we had video of that. let's see. Keith says the Pittsburgh Steelers. I left Southwest Pennsylvania in 73 after graduating from high school. The Steelers became the team of the decade during my early years away. I identified with them. Most of the people I would meet. 6 years ago, my wife got cancer. At that point, I had to move to third shift so I could take care of her and get her to the medical treatments. I had to carefully choose my sports viewing. It is the Steelers. I'm glad, Keith, that you and your wife and the Steelers are all able to continue. And I hope that your wife is doing okay. I'm glad that she went through treatments. That's sacrifice. That's what we do for families, both the ones that we're actually related to and then our sports families as well. We make extraordinary sacrifices. Jarrell on Facebook, my Minnesota Vikings. I've been a fan since I was 9 or 10 years old. So the ride or die team essentially is the one that no matter how bad it gets, you can't walk away. And I've been going back and forth. Well, it wasn't difficult to narrow it down to two teams, but I've been going back and forth between the two. So I love the San Jose Sharks because I love Joe Thornton. I've been rooting for them for about 11, 12 years now. I would miss if I couldn't watch the Sharks, but Joe Thornton may not be around that much longer, and so I guess I could take a five-year hiatus. The Red Sox, I grew up cheering for. I don't as much anymore. Actually, it's Red Sox fans who annoy me. But really, it's not the same as it was when I was a kid, and they were the team that could never win a title. So the Red Sox I could live without too. Syracuse basketball, yeah, it's fallen on hard times, and I just don't like how the other programs been run and how the program's gone the last few years. So I could do without the Syracuse basketball. So that leaves me with the Boston Celtics, who are the reason that I'm in this business, and
my the Denver Broncos.
Yes, thank you, Voice God. He knows me well. The first pro sports team that I rooted for with wild abandon, even though when I was 13 years old, I didn't have a freaking clue what was happening on the football field. All I knew is that John Elway was the greatest thing I'd ever seen. Those fourth quarter comebacks that he was so well known for, his style, just his aggressiveness. I loved watching John Elway play. And then, of course, a lot of the other players that I got to know, Steve Atwater, one of my favorite Broncos. So they were the first pro sports team that I ever got attached to. And I'm telling you what, those Super Bowl losses, 42-10, 55-10, they broke my little heart. But when they finally won their back-to-back Super Bowls in the late 90s, I'm telling you, it was euphoria like I had never experienced before. So now, Larry Bird is my favorite all-time athlete, so this is tough for me. But since Larry Bird's not playing anymore, of course, neither is John Elway. I think it would be the Broncos. I think if I had like a truth serum or a lie detector test, the team that I couldn't live without, as bad as it's been, and let me just tell you, it's been bad since Peyton Manning retired. Revolving door of quarterbacks. We're now going through our second quarterback search. There was the first, the attempt to replace Elway, and now the attempt to replace Manning. It's brutal, but it's my ride or die. I would have a major void in my life if I couldn't follow the Denver Broncos as much as it now breaks my heart. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page. Austin says, War Eagle, baby, my Auburn Tigers. Hashtag ride or die. Season wreckers coming after Georgia and Bama. Oh, never miss the chance to trash talk. Okay, let's see. Let's talk to Caesar, who is in Dallas. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, what's going on, Amy? I love this topic, man. That's something, you know, I know the phone lines are blowing.
Yeah.
But, you know, my ride or die, it was either my Dallas Mavericks, that they have a good young core going on right now.
Yes.
You know, I don't got 5 years to wait on them, so it has to be my Dallas Cowboys. They got to win now. They have a chance to win now. And, you know, unlike your Denver Broncos, we have a quarterback, you know. And, you know, a lot of people want to dismiss Dak Prescott, get rid of him. He doesn't win games. And in my opinion, who else are you going to bring in? They don't know it's so difficult to find a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have an average quarterback. You know, I put him top 10. So he's got to be my Dallas Cowboys. And the reason for that, my stepdad got me into football when I was 6 years old. And ever since then, I couldn't stop watching the Dallas Cowboys. He was a Dallas Cowboys diehard fan also, and I won't ever forget those memories that Tony Romo put us through. We had a chance to win in Texas Stadium against the Giants, best record in the NFL. Tony Romo throws a game-ending interception,
of course,
against the Seahawks. He fumbles the ball on that field goal.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, it's been up and down against Green Bay and on the Dez Carter catch. It's been very difficult, but, you know, some way, somehow, I still manage to stick through them.
Oh, yeah. No, it'd be like a major void in your life if you didn't. All right, Cesar, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Ride or die. Thanks so much for your phone call. Let's talk to Austin, who's also in Texas. Austin, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. And I'm following up because I did post on the Facebook, War Eagle.
Oh, is that you?
That's me. I had to follow it up because that guy and his mama, she's probably going to call in and she will get upset. But the nation needs to cheer for the Auburn Tigers. The nation needs to be saying, War Eagle. Y'all are tired of Georgia. Y'all are tired of Bama. All I hear on sports radio is how Georgia and Bama are overrated. They got worse losses and Penn State and whatnot. All y'all need to do is say War Eagle the next 3 weeks. That's all you need to do.
Just
and
3 weeks.
Your hopes and dreams will be alive. Your teams will be in the playoffs. And Auburn Tigers will keep our coach because I'm tired of the coach talk. Now, in Dallas, it's okay about some coach talk. But in Auburn, on the plane, No more coach talk. Gus is our man. I think he's a great coach. I think our quarterback is young. And I'm telling you, the nation better get on the War Eagle bandwagon because we're coming.
All right, Austin. I like it. Thanks so much for your phone call.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
So Auburn right now 12th in the college football playoff rankings, but as it always happens toward the end of a conference run, whether it's SEC, Big Ten, Pac-12, blah, blah, there are opportunities to, if not move up yourself and put yourself in position, definitely to spoil that position for your rivals. 855-212-4227. Now some of you are sending me your gifts to go along with your ride or dies, which I love. Maybe it's a photo as well. Also cool. Josh says the Miami Hurricanes, after watching the championship game versus Ohio State with my grandfather, I was hooked on their look and swagger. Been a fan ever since. The only team I have tattooed on me. Okay, so is that a symbol of ride or die if you go as far as to get a tattoo, no matter what? Jack says the Detroit Lions, where the draft is our Super Bowl. Oh, now see, that does test your loyalty, and yet you're still here. Matt on Twitter, it would be the Chicago Bears because of all the teams I follow. I've been a fan since I was 6. I don't think I could give up watching them. There is only 16 games, though, so I might be tempted to choose baseball. No. You would miss your Chicago Bears. Let's see. Elliot, my ride or die team is the Ravens. They saved football fandom for me after the devil reincarnate broke my heart and stole my Colts to Indianapolis. Now they have the most exciting player in football. It does help when you've got a replacement, right? After one owner slash franchise completely smashes your heart to smithereens. Gary on Facebook, Buffalo Bills. I'm from Buffalo now, but I live in California. I guess we both like warm weather. Whatever. Warm weather all the time is boring. All right, let's see. I'm trying to search for the good stories. These are fun. Thanks so much. I honestly expected to get a reaction, but the reaction that that you've come with is strong. By the way, you can't... Okay. You can. I can't make up the rules. But Kevin sends me a GIF of Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. Typically, if you ride or die with a team, it's because your roots run deep. How deep can your roots run if it's Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley? Maybe we need a Phil Simms GIF here if your roots run really deep. Anyway, Kevin, that's fine. I can't make up all the rules. Austin on Facebook, Indiana Pacers. It's the first one I've seen with the Pacers. Been a fan since Jordan retired the first time. Reggie Miller was my replacement for MJ. Been a Pacers fan ever since. That's awesome. These are great. I love it. Thank you so much. So A-Law Radio, producer Chris is also retweeting some of your unique ones, your mini stories on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then Facebook. And we'll take more of your calls. We're also going to look ahead to Thursday Night Football because, as the guys have informed me, it is, in fact, Thursday for most of the United States.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Shotgun snap, Goff, pocket collapses, and he throws a pass, and it's intercepted. Steelers have it. What are they going to call?
No, bounce.
Fumble. Minka Fitzpatrick running up the sideline for the Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. The ball came out, and Minka pounced on it and ran up the sideline outside the numbers.
In the backfield, Nick Chubb on the right hip of Mayfield from the Buffalo 7. On second down, he's back. He settles. He's throwing. End zone. Touchdown. It's Rashard Higgins. Welcome back, Rashard Higgins.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Minka Fitzpatrick has been worth more than the first round draft pick that the Pittsburgh Steelers gave up to get him. I wrote about him, among other trade products, in 2019 in my latest weekly column, and I would love if you would check it out. As I was going back over the list of trades that were made in 2019, it was actually fun to research because there were some trades that I hadn't thought about in a long time. And then on the Cleveland side, of course, Odell Beckham Jr. was the splash of the spring run, other than Antonio Brown. But those two high-profile wide receivers, he was much more of a surprise because we kept hearing from the Giants that they weren't shopping him, that he was a member of the Giants. They'd just given them the big contract the year before, or earlier in that year. And so that was kind of a what? And his production is not that far off the pace set by Jarvis Landry, who's the top wide receiver of the Browns at this point. He has one touchdown. Landry has two. There isn't a target, a receiving target for Baker Mayfield that has more than two touchdowns. And so that's not a real strength for them this season, the passing attack. And it's interesting to go back and look with the hindsight, right? And so the whole premise of my column is the trade there that's making a huge impact for the team that went out on a limb and took a risk, because the NFL is a high risk, high reward business. I even used a poker analogy. I was really proud of myself. Anyway, if you want to check that column out, I would appreciate it. It's on Twitter. I'll actually retweet it right now. I know many of you have read it and responded and shared with me, which is awesome. And then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. We'll get back to your ride or die teams coming up here momentarily, but with Thursday night football kicking off week 11, it's Browns, it's Steelers. It's a rivalry that looks a little different this season, of course, because there's no Ben Roethlisberger. There is a Baker Mayfield. The two teams, neither one of them in the position that they expected to start the season because of injuries, but just in general, because the expectations were high for both clubs. And we've seen a bit of a shift now for the Browns in their backfield, as they've had Kareem Hunt come off his suspension, and he and Nick Chubb are now a 1-2 punch, so to speak, for Freddie Kitchens.
Anytime you can get guys that can do things with the ball in their hands, and then they also can play off of other people, that definitely impacts decisions, alignments, assignments. The way you get the ball to those guys changes. When you have more than couple of options, it's always from that position in particular, it's very good.
That's one area where they've been successful offensively, is running the football. Now, as for Baker Mayfield, we've seen flashes. The Rashard Higgins touchdown, they had to have a scoring drive. They got it last week against the Buffalo Bills. But the Steelers' defense is a revived unit. Minkah Fitzpatrick being a huge part of that. You heard his fumble recovery. Was it the interception that you played? He's had a couple of touchdowns. He's had just a massive impact on the Steelers since they traded for him. Bill Hillgrove with the call. Jim Donovan on the Browns radio network, by the way. And so here is the Steelers defense that does have a pass rush and that is going to put pressure on Baker Mayfield.
They're making a lot of plays right now. Obviously, they picked up Fitzpatrick, and he's had quite a bit of turnovers. So, they're creating plays up front. Obviously, they have the dual pass rushers, Dupree and Watt on the edges. So they're able to create plays in the back end.
Minkah Fitzpatrick's 43-yard fumble return for a touchdown, his fifth takeaway, second defensive touchdown since joining the Steelers. But it's not just that. It's an attitude. It's an energy. It's an edge. It's something similar to, say, what a Jalen Ramsey. Now Jalen Ramsey's a notorious trash talker, so their personalities are different. But it's that edge and that competitiveness Right away, the defense that has Minkah Fitzpatrick, even in just his second year at 22, has an extra credibility and certainly some more equity. And so he's making his presence felt and making Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin look like geniuses. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. As for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mason Rudolph going into what is another new challenge in his first season, or his season starting as quarterback in place of Ben Roethlisberger, but the Thursday night turnaround, that's something players have to get, they have to adjust to. I don't know that you ever get used to it.
Good experience last year with the flow of the week, how fast it goes, how you got to really supplement mental reps for physical and take advantage of every meeting you have, all the meeting time with your coaches, and then when you go home, kind of review. So had a dry run of it last year, obviously was, you know, in a different position, but feel good about it. I feel like our guys are going to turn around quick and play well.
I thought that was an interesting way to describe it. It's mental reps, not physical reps. It's more visualizing. It's more about studying, watching tape, being mentally prepared, because physically you can't do a whole lot of preparation. Not only do you not have the time, but your physical body is still beat up and banged up from the game that you just had. As for James Conner, it'll be good to see him back on the football field. That's important. The Steelers want to be able to establish the run. It's not as though they can't throw the ball. Rudolph can. But really, they want to be a run-first team as well. Rudolph, even though they have confidence and faith in him, he's not got the arm of a Ben Roethlisberger or even the aggressiveness of a Roethlisberger. I don't know that I'd call him a game manager, but he's a young quarterback still, and the whole point is to not turn the ball over. That's where they're starting with Mason, and they want to try to control the ball as well. And so James Conner has been a full participant in practice and says he believes that he will be able to go like he wasn't injured and like there will be no restrictions coming up on Thursday night. So that'll be a fun one, a good rivalry twist and tinge to it. And if you look at the standings, as much as the Steelers have battled with the injuries, not just Roethlisberger, but Connor and others, the fact is the defense has set a tone for them, and they're now above 500 for the first time all season long. And the Browns, they got the win over the Bills. Can they make it two in a row? Can they stack wins? That's actually something that Mike Tomlin and Mason Rudolph were talking about earlier in the season. Now, they still are staring up at the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens have won five in a row, and they control their own fate here, their own path in the AFC North. But the Steelers have won four in a row and have got some pretty sweet momentum built up, though momentum is fleeting in sports. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We'll preview a lot of the other Week 11 games. I cannot wait to see Nick Foles back on the football field, so I'm kind of glad that even as I ask you about your ride or die team, I don't have to only watch one team for the next 5 years. That might actually be depressing. But I'm really excited to see Foles back on the field after he was injured in the first quarter, his first touchdown pass of his tenure with the Jacksonville Jaguars. That just sucks. I mean, again, I know life isn't fair. I said it earlier, but my God, that is really unfair. And then there's been talk about Saquon Barkley and whether or not he should be shut down, that he's not completely healthy. 1 yard last week, he said that was embarrassing for him. But he's saying that that's not how it's going to be the rest of the way. I'm going to keep working hard. I love to hear John Gruden talk about blocking out the noise, especially since he was a member of the media. I like him so much better as a football coach. He's just so much saltier. And as much as his analysis was good when he was doing that role and working on the dark side, it's better when he's a coach. Just that all that fire and those crazy scowls, it's better on the sidelines. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also, on our Facebook page, Cody says, my ride or die is the Redskins because there is no low. Have been disappointed too long, 20 years now, so can only go up from here because there is no low. Maybe he means they can't go any lower than where they are. They've hit rock bottom. Darius on Facebook, Packers ride or die, hashtag Title Town. Yeah, so send us the ride or die team that you cannot live without. It's like breathing. It's like oxygen in your lungs. Do I sound melodramatic, like a rom-com? Mike is listening in Virginia. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy. How's it going?
Good.
I called after Game 5 against the Dodgers. I was the one that put the Kendrick jersey on his recliner while he was doing training.
Mm-hmm.
But my ride or die is obviously the Nationals. In 05, my grandfather took me to their first game before I was getting ready to deploy. So ever since then, I've been all about the Nationals, and I'm taking a Kendrick jersey with me on my deployment here in a week.
Oh, you're going again?
Yep.
Can I ask what branch you're with?
Marines.
And are you able to follow your teams when you're deployed?
For the most part, the Armed Forces Network definitely is a huge help with that for us deployed.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, if you get a chance to get on the internet or any of that, and then you got people back home.
Sure. Well, at least it's the off season. So I guess your biggest question about the Nationals while you're deployed will be whether or not Steven Strasburg and Anthony Rendon stay put or if they go somewhere else.
No, I'll be coming back Steven mad if they get rid of Rendon or Strasburg.
Am I allowed to ask where you're going, or can you not share that?
It looks a lot like a big sandbox.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for your service, and please be safe.
I'll try.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Mike listening in Virginia. Well, the good news is, I just appreciate him so much calling in and sharing that with us, but the good news is that he has the World Series and the excitement, the jersey, as he mentioned, to go with him, and so that's cool. A taste of home, and not just home, but victorious, finally. So ride or die, the Washington Nationals. I don't know that you would have heard that from too many people. Now, you can't really say it's your ride or die if you just jumped on the bandwagon in the last couple of months. So that's not really fair. Ride or die, you need to have some deeper roots. But the fact that he went to a game in 05, he's been with the Nationals as long as Ryan Zimmerman. That's a cool story. Let's see. Dustin says on Facebook, Pittsburgh Penguins, from Mario to Sid, I can't live without the Pens. Zach says, I'm a Brewers fan. What's your superpower? Oh, I wish I could sleep on planes. If I could pick any superpower, that would be it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.